Sheridan, Wayne, Falcons, and varsity girls game. Wayne comes in, the visitors at a record of 4-5 overall. Sheridan is sitting at 3-5 overall, and they come off of a real nice win against Centerville last night. And looking forward to a good game here as we're just about set for tip-off, about a minute away from tip-off. I'm going to bring in my partner here, Andy Kretzinger. Andy, good to see you again. And you got some starting lineups for us there for these two teams?
Yes, I do. We're going to start here with the Lady Falcons. They've got Brennan Banks, Emily Bellin, Brianna Fortune, Maddie Gaffman, and Amanda Collier. And the Chargers, starting lineup switched a little bit since last time we did one here for KIC. Allison Showers, Carly Arnold, Alexis Curran, Emily Grismore, and Emma Booth. And as I said, coming off a big conference win last night.
Yeah, thanks, Andy. And looking at Wayne's roster here, they got four seniors and a junior in their starting lineup, so pretty experienced. And Sheridan has three seniors and two sophomores.
Yeah.
So Carly Arnold, kind of the newer addition to the starting lineup tonight, the 5'9 sophomore for Sheridan, as we're getting set here to announce the starting lineups here in the Charger Dome. A little warmer weather today, so it's kind of warm in here tonight, too, and looking forward to a good game. And don't forget, we're getting ready for the girls' game here, and the boys will tip off right after this game, probably around 8 o'clock or so, give or take a few minutes. And Sheridan boys come off a real nice Centerville win last night, conference win.
That was very, very nice.
Talking to Coach Schooley earlier, the boys' coach, he said, that was it's a must win for them. It's a huge win for them to stay in that conference race. It's going to be a three-way race between Sheridan, Centerville, and
Albia,
yeah. So, tell you what, Sandy, let's take a real quick break here while they're announcing the starting lineup, and then we'll be right back for the tip-off. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIT Thunder Country.
Whether you are recovering from a fall, illness, stroke, or surgery, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center can help. Using comprehensive and individual treatment plans, we work to help you regain your mobility, strength, and daily function. With therapies including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services. Visit us online at www.lchcia.com or call us at 641-774-3213 to make an appointment.
What started at the end of a dirt road over 40 years ago is now over 40,000 square feet of showroom. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton is over 40,000 square feet of recreation vehicles that are ready to fill your riding thrills. Your custom recreation is on display at CNC. CNC Custom Cycle, ride it home. That's right, CNC Custom Cycle, they're a good deal better. Four Wheeler Magazine has named the 2014 Chevy Silverado the pickup truck of the year. Being the pickup truck of the year is more than a phrase, it's a tough benchmark. Four Wheeler Magazine puts pickups to the test on and off the road. Test drive the stronger, smarter, and definitely more capable 2014 Silverado at Motor Inn of Knoxville. You'll be buying with the Motor Inn sales team capable of delivering excellent customer service. Buy with the team that knows the 2014 Chevy Silverado.
Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton has land auctions online at iowarealtysheraton.com. Hanson's handles commercial property and residential real estate. All listings are also available on your mobile device with no apps to download and no fees at iowarealtysheraton.com. Interest rates are at a historic low. Hanson still has buyers with 100% financing. Now is the time to buy with Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierschbacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
Need to deposit a check quickly? With Community First Credit Union's mobile banking app, you can electronically deposit checks from an iPhone or Android mobile device that has a camera. It's simple. Take a picture of the check, upload, and you're done. It's that easy. And best of all, mobile deposit is a free feature of our mobile apps. Download our mobile banking app today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Community First Credit Union.
Well, here as the Sheridan Chargers are hosting the Wayne Falcons tonight in a doubleheader basketball action, and we are just about set for tip-off here. Sheridan in their white uniforms, red trim. Wayne in their black uniforms, white and silver trim. And here we go. Andy, why don't you take it over?
All right, Sheridan wins the cookie here, and that's as Sheridan takes the ball. She is going to be running point today. I would assume she's ran point all season. Sheridan tries to work it inside. Now back to the top of the key for Curran. Curran dribbles in. Wayne's in a man-to-man set here. Curran gets it out to the far wing, showers, and back to Curran. Sheridan going with a really tall lineup today. I think that was their switch. And I wonder if, as Corden knocks it out of bounds, I wonder if Corden is going to be able to answer that. It looks like Sheridan's got the height advantage right here with the 3, 4, and 5 girls all being pretty tall. And now showers gets a lot of rebounds. Looks like she's playing the 3. As Curran takes it at the top of the key. Inside, that's Arnold. And dribbled in, showers. Back outside, I think that's Emily Grismore, who goes in for a driving layup and is fouled. So, quick start here, getting inside shots for the Chargers.
Hey, Grismore's going to get 2 shots. That was good patience by the Chargers that time on the offensive end, Andy.
Yeah, it was. I think that was on number 21, Brennan Banks. So, Grismore going to the line for 2. First one is up and off.
Grismore shooting 71% from the line this year. So a good percentage. Let's see if she can drain the second one here.
Grismore's second free throw is up and in as Jared takes the 1-0 lead here. Looks like Amanda Collier is going to be running point for the Lady Falcons. I think she gets it out to number 21, Brennan Banks. And that Sheridan's got a little press going on here.
A little bit of a half-court trap there.
Yeah. Grismore and Curran putting pressure on. A little zone defense for the Chargers. And Chalice comes over the field. She's going to run the fast break. She puts up a layup, and it is in. Cut right in front of Brennan Banks there for a nice bucket.
Yeah, great steal and coast-to-coast layup by Allison Chalice, the team's leading scorer at 14.4 a game.
Wayne tries to answer back, going inside, knocked out of bounds. They're going to call a Chargers ball. And a little 50-50 went off somebody's leg.
Yeah, it looked like it went right off Mandy Gassman's kind of her shin there.
Yeah.
And out of bounds to Chargers.
So a good start for Sheridan, and looks like Curran's going to walk it over half court, get into their offense. Out to showers. Arnold now at the top of the key and passes it in, gets past Stoof, but Curran picks up the loose ball and lays it in. The Chargers up 5-0, real fast start here for Sheridan. And another press. They got 3 girls coming out in the press way past the 3-point stripe. Wayne goes inside to 35, Maddie Gassman. Mandy Gassman, excuse me, throws it up and off, and Sheridan is back the other way. Curran, that's the close wing here. That is Showers, and back to Arnold. Or in the high post is Emma Foos, and they're going to get it to her. She dribbles. Baseline gets it back out to Curran, who drives in, puts up a floater, off, rebounded by Gaffin.
Good look there by Curran, though. She got inside the lane. We'll take those looks all night long.
Yeah, Sheridan's got a lot of good looks. Everyone's been inside the free throw line so far, so that's really good. It's right under us. Wayne sets up their offense. That's Collier, and they get it back around to the wing to Banks, who puts up a 3 and just off, rebounded by Arnold. So Curran takes it, gets past her defender, and she gets tripped up. No foul called, and there's a mad scramble which the Lady Falcons come up with. The Falcons might have numbers. They get it out. Layup inside for Banks. She is fouled and 1.
Yeah, bad turn of events there. It looked like Curran got tripped, and Coach Sandy, head coach for Sheridan Chargers, is asking about it right now. He is still pointing down to that end and trying to ask the official why that wasn't a foul, and then lucky break for Wayne. They go back to the other end of the floor and get a chance for a three-point opportunity here. So shots up, and it's off the side of the rim, out of bounds off of Sheridan. So Wayne gets the retained possession now, too, with Sheridan up 5-2.
That's all right. I'll try to chase down that rebound. And just went off her fingertips there. So Wayne will set up under the basket. Looks like they're trying to go to Banks, and they do in the corner. Curran's now on Banks, and she is playing really, really tough defense right up against her. And Banks uses the screen, gets it inside to number 51 Fortune, and back out to Banks on the wing. Brismore is out on her. Far wing now. Got one of the Wayne guards into the corner. Really just trying to work it around Banks to right under us, the corner. Sheridan playing a nice extended zone, and there's going to be a foul called on Cruz. That's her second foul. Fortune draws that, so Emma Cruz has Sheridan's only two fouls so far.
And Coach Sandy looking down the bench there, thinking about getting Cruz out of the game, and now he does. Sends somebody up, but it's too late. The ball's in bounds as Wayne misses the opportunity. So Foos with two quick fouls, and they're going to have to watch that.
Yeah, I mean, as Curran takes it to the top of the key, I think is that Blong coming in maybe for
Blong set to come in, I assume, for Foos. Sheridan basketball anyway.
Ooh, and Foos throws out another shower. So that might be a blessing in the sky for her because don't want to have her in there too long. Got a third foul, she might sit out for a couple of quarters here, so.
And Blong does come in for Foos, and she takes the tee with the two fouls. So 5-2 early lead for Sheridan, 4:24 left in the first quarter.
Emily Bella now has it, and she's started out by Blong. Sheridan's got a nice 3-2 zone going here, it looks like. And Wayne gets it inside, short shot, one of the 51 Fortune.
Nice roll on that shot. That's for having that smaller girl play his basketball. Comes in handy.
That really does.
I think they got every piece of the rim and still went down.
Yeah, it did.
Fortune, the leading scorer for the Falcons. She's at 10.6 a game.
And if Fortune's the leading scorer, that's even more of a kind of a tragedy for the Charger girls to not have Emma Foos. She's one of the best post defenders as the ball's thrown out of bounds by Sheridan. Going to Maria Blong on the corner. She couldn't handle it, so. Gordon has been answering back after that 5-0 run for the Chargers.
Yeah, Sheridan started up real quick, Andy, and now they've kind of become turnover prone the last couple possessions.
Yeah, they
the basketball.
They really have, and they're trying to force turnovers too. They got a double team there on Banks, and she kicks it out for a three-pointer, which is missed and put up by Fortune. Missed, rebounded by the Lady Falcons, and up, and another foul called on Sheridan. That was an offensive rebound by Olivia Burns, I believe, coming in off the bench.
The ball is going to be on Allison Showers. Just her first, team third.
It is so. First free throw up is off by Burns. She is a senior as well. They got a senior and junior lineup as compared to Sheridan. Sheridan's got about half the team as sophomores, so really young team for Sheridan. As Burns puts up second free throw and in person miss, so it's 5-5. And now Curran will run it up. And she gets it into Arnold. Pass it over a couple defenders' heads, but they have to work it back out to Curran. He throws it off of a Wayne girl, and it's saved by the Falcons. Banks goes up, puts up a hard layup, and it's off. And Showers will now run it. Chargers have numbers now, but Showers is going to, almost turn the ball over.
Sheridan's just got to watch the passes. They're throwing it when their man's guarded by Wayne. Wayne's got a hand right on the defender, and they're still trying to pass it through lanes that just aren't there. As Curran shoots up a three, and it's no good, rebounded by Wayne.
And that one almost got helped in by the girls' block because went off the inside or in there. Yeah, Brennan Banks is just flying in on the passing lane for trying to get skills, and she's going to take it here on Curran. Gets it out to the top of the key and back to Fortune, who drives the baseline. Got two girls on it, throws one up, airballed. That rebounded by the Falcons. Nice pump fake by Banks. Gets her girl up in the air, but can't finish on at the basket. There's going to be a jump ball between Carly Arnold and Brianna Fortune. Going to stay here with Wayne.
Emily Pfeiffer comes in the game now for Carly Arnold. So Emily gets her first action of the night.
All right. So Wayne sets it up under the basket here. and they're going to get it out to the top of the key. And a foul is called. We get a blocking foul, looks like probably on Alexis Curran.
So I think it is. Yeah.
So yeah, it is. It's a blocking foul on Curran. So already the fourth team foul for the Chargers. 2:19 left, tie ball game, 5-5. It's Jaden Fields the inbound pass. I've got it right the other way.
Ooh.
And they promptly throw it away. So Chowers tried to get it out to Grismore, but Josh Black has taken that in herself. They had a 2-on-1. The defender kind of turned playing Grismore, kind of hoping for that pass, and I think kind of affected the pass there. So Banks is going to walk it up. Sheridan scored the first five. Wayne scored the next five. And Sheridan's got a press going and steals the ball at half court. Curran, nice pass into Grismore, but a diving Falcon knocks it out of bounds. That was number three, Amanda Collier.
Sheridan, that's a fast start. Let's see if we can get a bucket here. We've been stuck on five for about 4 minutes, I think.
Yeah, so I was the Chargers right now. Maybe try a couple of backdoor cuts because they are just abusing the passing lanes as Allison Fowler comes in with a little mid-range too.
Yeah, nice just little inbounds pass to Allison. She takes a little 10-footer and drains it. So Allison Fowler is 4 points in the early going.
Now the Falcons have it on the far wing. That's number 33, Bellin, and they get it right under us and tried to get it inside to Fortune, but it's knocked away and then tipped out by the Lady Falcons. So Sheridan Ball.
Whichever team's going to hang on to the ball the most tonight is going to win this game, Andy. There's just a lot of turnovers going both ways right now. Whichever team can, you know, just hang on the ball and get good shots is going to win. But Sheridan, as I say that, threw it away over Emily Grismore's head. And we're going to come back the other way with Wayne. Sheridan's got to find a way to get Allison Chowers the ball inside on the block somewhere, or, you know, right around the mid-range game. She's averaging 14 points a game. She's their leading scorer, and they need to get her some shots here.
Yeah, they do. And I think as Fortune puts up a shot and gets rebounded by Chowers, she throws it far and almost turned over. And, yeah, it was turned over. Allison Sheridan was almost a save there. But Sheridan is getting just as bothered by Wayne's pressure here as it is the other way. So Falcons walking into the press here.
And Coach Sandy not real happy right now. They're just kind of throwing the ball away, not even giving themselves a shot to get down on the other end of the court and get a shot.
Yeah, I'd say the Falcons have the better end of the offensive possessions now. There's a pump fake and a shot put up by Wayne. No Fortune. Up. No. Rebounded by Showers.
Good and Fortune. That's hard to say. Back to Fortune has missed about three layups for Wayne. So
yeah.
Sheridan with the lead, 7-5, winding down the first quarter, 40 seconds left.
All right, yeah, 40 seconds left. Sheridan still up 7-5. Alexis Curran is going to get it to her left hand now. Slings it into Showers. That was a nice pass, and Showers gets fouled. Let's hope she's okay.
Yeah, she went down hard, got tripped. Got tripped by
33,
Emily Bellin. So yeah. Showers is, it looks like they're going to call on the floor. That's what I was talking about a second ago, Andy. They saw Showers cutting. They got her the ball in a good position. You have to get your scorers the ball in a good position to do some damage, and they did that time, and she was going to go for an easy layup and got tripped. As Sheridan tries to get it inbounds, but it's knocked out of bounds, so they're going to still have it under their own basket with 32 seconds left.
And they're going to stack it up here, and Wayne comes out man-to-man. Curran has two girls on her, and she gets it out to Showers. She drives in, puts up a shot, is fouled, but it doesn't go in.
There we go again. Showers can just keep feeding her, in my opinion. She gets hacked across the wrist by number 31, Olivia Burns. And Shaw's going to go to the line for two, Andy.
Yep, she is. We'll see. That's Burns' first, I believe, first foul here. So Showers puts up her first free throw, and it is in. She's a very good shooter from everywhere. You got her, what's her free throw percentage? It's got to be pretty high.
64%.
For her, not too bad.
She's a bad
post player, technically. So, but a very good shooting post. She kind of plays a 3-4, but also leads the team in rebounds, I believe. She puts the second one in. Either free throw hits the rim there. It's 9-5. 25 seconds left here in the first quarter. Wayne takes it down, and Banks gets it to shooter. A three-point shot is off. Now it's way off, and Grismore came up rebound. Now Sheridan pushing. And nice crossover by Curran, who puts up a floater, and no good. Scramble for the ball. And a jump off. Going to stay here, I believe. Yep.
Great crossover by Curran, got in the lane again for a nice little 12-footer and just couldn't convert. But she's had a couple there, and she starts making those. Our offense will click really well.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Let's see, we got less than 5 seconds here, so I'd assume they're going to try and get her to showers, and they do, but she's got three girls on her. Blaine steals the pass and showers. Gets called for a foul.
Yeah.
Foul.
That's not a good foul by Showers there, and I think she knows it, Andy.
Yeah.
With only 1 second left and Wayne starting to head the other way, there's obviously they're going to have to shoot up the shot, probably a half-court shot. And now they do throw up the half-court in a short, so Showers picks up her second foul. That could be big down the road.
Yeah.
Let's take a break here, Andy. Sheridan up 9-5 at the end of the first quarter. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
Everybody calls you friend. That's exactly the way it is at Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend, and everybody knows the food is delicious. Judd's has a menu to please every palate. Tuesday through Saturday. On the weekends, they bring out a fabulous fresh salad bar. There's hot pizzas, fresh homemade onion rings. There's something for everyone. Everyone's headed for the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona.
Did you know that falls in the home are a leading source of injury among seniors? Hammer Medical Supply is happy to announce our complete line of home modification services specifically designed to keep you and your loved ones safe at home. Navigate your home with a stair lift, home elevator, or portable or modular ramp. Reduce slips in the bathroom with a walk-in tub or barrier-free shower from Hammer. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
Well, again, everybody, this is Mark Feldman along with Andy Kretzinger. I'm giving Jake Schroeder a little break here and taking over the second quarter. And it's been, our score is 9-5, just like the movie. And
Dolly Parton.
And Sheridan takes the ball away. And you take it away, Andy.
All right, and Sheridan comes out with the steal and turns, so it was kind of wobbly, but Brismore gets it. Sheridan's going to set up here. Playing back in their man-to-man defense. Showers has it up the close corner here and gets it out to number 40 for the Chargers, Emily Cypher. And now Curran dribbles it around and might have traveled with it, and they say she did. Just took a little too much time on the pass there and just put that extra half step. Going to get a call for the turnover, so a lot of turnovers back and forth.
Sarah Foose is checked in the game for the Chargers.
It's Sarah Foose, and I think she's going to be playing one of the wings. Chargers are going a little smaller now. I'll probably try and get a fast line up, and maybe we can get some fast fake points. As nice pump fake there by three Amanda Collier. She's pump faked a couple of girls out of her shoes so far, her and Banks. Collier's got her right under us at the close corner, and she gets it inside to Fortune. Great pass.
It was a great pass.
That was good.
That's 4 points for Fortune, and she really does a nice job.
Yeah, she does. She sets up well, and she's almost always in a position to score, so. Oh, and that was a great feed, and that was kind of an over-the-top feed, so she out-jumped a couple of Sharon defenders to get that, too, as Curran flips it into Showers. Nice half up. Wow. Well, back and forth.
Alexis Curran with a nice assist into Allison Showers for her 8 points.
Yeah.
She has 8 of the 11 for the Chargers.
Yeah, let's charge it up 11-7. A blocking foul called on the shot there on, I believe.
I think it's on Sarah Foose.
Sarah Foose, yep. So that's Emily Bellin is going to go to the line. Get Sarah Foose here.
I believe that, yeah, her first has six on the Chargers, so it'll be into the bonus.
Well, first free throw is up and off. Sheridan doubling up on the Lady Falcons as far as fouls are concerned. Arnold comes in for Showers, and then there's some confusion, and then Showers goes out.
Every single set of free throws has been shot tonight so far has missed the first one.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of missed free throws, and looks like Grismore is going to take the point over for a little bit for the Chargers. They do that sometimes, and Sarah Foose goes in for a layup, gets blocked by Fortune. Oh, Fortune showing up offensively and defensively, and now the Falcons are going to try and push, get it out to the wing. Sheridan's got a really confusing zone here for the Falcons to try and get through, and that's a long three. No. Fortune, no. Rebounded by Grismore. And back up Curran. So Curran and Grismore kind of go back and forth at the point, kind of ball handling. Mm-hmm. I think that must be...
They're both good ball handlers.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. That's going to be an offensive foul. I think that could be on Curran.
I think it was. She had a moving screen
she did.
Violation over there.
I tried to get a little quick one off. for a little quick screen and go. I just wasn't even sending a screen, and she gets a hot pitch. So 7 fouls will be free throws, so it's offensive, but Wayne will have a chance to cut this Charger lead. Before, we got 5:51 left in the first half.
Alexis Curran, just a sophomore, of course, Emily Grismore being a senior. Mm-hmm. So, grooming her for the next year.
That's true. We got a lot of girls for the next 2 years. As a shot is put up and missed by number 3 Collier, and then there's a foul called on Collier. Collier's a
It's on Burns.
Burns, there we go.
You didn't see the one next to the 3.
I didn't. I saw the 3, and I assumed it was Collier because she did a pump fake.
Yep,
and she's done that a lot. That is a full court press here by Wayne, but Sharon breaks it, and a pass is over Carly Arnold's head by Burns, though. Broke the press, but they still forced the turnover. Just a little tough, and Banks is going to take the ball. She's going to walk it over half court. Sharon's got their press going. Looks like Curran is going to be guarding Banks. Well, they got a zone, but Curran's on Banks' side. And now a drive in and back out to Banks for 3, way off, and into the cheerleaders. So
cheerleaders all decked out in the pink game T-shirts that so many people in the stands are wearing, and the black shorts. They look sharp. You see Joey Krutzinger over there with Sean Sellinger, and they're sporting the shirts as well.
Yeah, they are. I saw it. They have a special warm-up for today, too. Look like the warm-ups are a little different, but I'm sure.
I
think it might have been Joe Pink warm-ups.
Probably.
There's a foul offensively on the Chargers. Maybe the travel. It almost looked like he pointed to the out-of-bounds line, which couldn't have been. I think it must have been.
That's where he wanted it taken out.
Okay, that's
checked into the game now.
All right, and Wayne trying to get it inside. Their fortune is gone right now. She's sitting on the bench, but they got a 3-pointer out for 33 Bell, and it's off. And the Chargers are running. Curran going into Banks, and she gets fouled, or at least I think she got fouled. I didn't see a lot of contact, but Sharon will take that. Get 2 shots and a foul on one of the top players for Wayne.
Jamie Norton comes over to the bench and reports the foul in. This is a good refereeing crew. We've had them before.
See, Jamie Norton, I got Jeff News in here, and who's the third one?
Eric. Yep, I got it. Eric Hartman.
Hartman.
All from the Des Moines area, Urbandale, and so on. And,
yeah.
Alexis follows the trend and misses the first free throw.
Yeah. I think she can put in the second here. Rolls off, and Wayne comes away with the rebound.
Still 11-7.
Really low scoring game here. Emily Bellin gets it back out to Banks, and Wayne works it inside again. Hoos is back out there as Wayne turns it over. 4:26 left. Chargers still a lead, 11-7. A lot of turnovers, a lot of pressure defense in this game. And let's see if Wayne sticks with that trend coming out. Well, looks like they're going to allow Curran to walk it up and get it out to Foose in the corner. And as Fulkerson is out there, gets it back to Curran. And Foose at the top of the key. Grismore. Down inside to Curran, and she throws up a wild shot. See, she thinks she got fouled. Rebounded by Wayne. Number 13 for the Falcons. Sarah Kelly's in there. Number 15 for the Falcons. Dally Veach is in there. They're going pretty deep today. They get inside and off.
They hit every part of the rim except the middle.
I thought it was going to roll in, but Charlie
Poole went back in the game as well.
Yep. So we got both pieces in, right? Sarah Poole is in there. She's got the ball right now. Gets it to Grismore. Puts up a shot. No. Back up by Fulford. And that shot is knocked off of one of the Falcons. And now here comes Maria Blanc. She's going to take Alexa Curran's place, so it looks like Grismore and maybe Sarah Foose will be doing a little bit of the ball handling for the Chargers for a little while. They're going to stack it up. They run a play, trying to get it to one of the post players, and they do. Well, that's actually Sarah Foose who goes in for the layup. She caught the ball in the post, and first points in a while for either team, 13-7 Chargers. Under us, driving in is Collier. She gets out to Banks. Pump fake. Collier, 3-pointer up. Short, rebounded by the Falcons. No, Veach's putback was no good. And now the Chargers almost turned it over. Sarah Feast didn't see the ball, but she caught it right in time. almost like a curl rod in football, it looks like. And Emily Grismore is going to run the point. Timeout taken by Coach Bandy.
So, with 13-7, Sheridan with a 4-point lead with just under 3 minutes to play in the first half. You've got to tune to KIIC Thunder Country, all the stores, one station.
Check out this new listing from Red Haw Realty, listing number 1525. It's a 120-acre fish farm, a turnkey operation, and the current owners will mentor new buyers. This 120-acre fish farm has a three-bedroom and two-bath house with new roof, furnace, air conditioning, and there are 40 acres more or less of cropland and 14 ponds, 80 acres of timber. Find out more about listing 1525 by calling Red Haw Realty, 641-774-4242, or look at it online at redhaw.com.
What's on your to-do list this year? Pay off a credit card? Get your finances back on track? For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union can help with a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. Use the equity in your home and consolidate your high interest loans. Your minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance, and there are no closing costs. Stop by your local CFirst today for a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Home with Andy Christinger and I, Mark Felderman. Sheridan inbounds the ball. Been a low-scoring second quarter. In fact, Sheridan's only scored four, and Wayne's only scored two.
Yeah.
And so our score 13-7 with 2 minutes and 46 seconds left to play in the half.
That's right. Corden's going to get called for a foul. That's number 15, Veach. That's only the fifth foul for Corden, so two more before Sheridan's in the bonus. And that's out to Foose now. Inside, Grismore fights through her girl. Gets it inside to Folkers, who does the same thing. And rebounded by Foose.
Nice offensive board there by Emma Foose.
Well, that was really, really two tough shots taken. Inside, or at least the one by Folkers was right through the girl. As we got Grismore on the wing. And she's going to take it out. She's still running point. And looks like number 34, Maria Belong, goes in. And that one was knocked out of bounds, so it's going to stay here.
13-7, still our score. 2:18 left to play in the first half. You're listening to Lady Chargers basketball. I guess Chargers is generic, but it's a girls' game.
They used to always be called the Lady Chargers. And my mom's got some Lady Charger gear.
Oh,
the Charger, yeah, that's what it was. The Charger.
I
like that.
I
mean,
it's a horse, okay? So
yeah, that's true.
Turns the ball over.
Would be kind of cool.
There you go.
Anyway, Sharon turned the ball over, and it turns into a Wayne shot the other way.
Wayne's got to be wondering
when they're going to put one in.
Who put the lid up during a timeout or something? Cause
yeah.
They hit the top of that and just bounce, and it bounces off. They just can't get it to drop.
Speaking of unfair backboards, you hear a story of what was a wild college? Like 12-foot rim or something like that, where they were shooting out for half the game?
They were talking about that, and I think it was actually only 10-foot three.
Yeah, 10-foot three, yeah.
But 3 inches when you've been practicing.
Yeah.
Fortune misses the shot. The rebound goes to Emily Grismore, and she's on the run. She's going to take it coast to coast. Oh, and has to throw it away. Coming the other way is Collier. She's going to go coast to coast. Takes the layup and puts it in. 13-9 now is our score with a minute and a half left to play.
I've been really impressed by Amanda Collier today. She is really appears. She seems like she's on turbo mode at all times, first of all. And she's really smart with her pump takes and shots and stuff like that. So she's been pretty dangerous for them. She almost just got a steal, as I was talking about her, knocks it out of bounds. So 1:21 left. Chargers up 13-9. Cypher comes in for 13-9. Sorry about that. 1:21 left in the second quarter. Here it looks like they're probably going to stack it up here under the basket. It's usually the impound pass they go to, and it is. And they get it almost turned over. That's Collier tipping it out again. Taking it out for the Chargers right now. It's Emily Grismore, and they're having a little trouble taking it out. So Grismore's out there. I believe Long's out there. Sarah Foose. They get it out to Sarah Foose. We've got Banks on her. She puts up a floater, rolls out. Now that Collier is going to run the one-man break. We've got three Chargers who catch up to her. She puts it up, no. Got a teammate coming down with the rebound. Now they're going to work it around. And a travel called on number 35, Mandy Gaffman.
That was Emily Cohen who made the nice offensive rebound on that one.
She was shot in right there past three Charger potential rebounders. And of course, when you got three on one this late, don't really have anybody to box out. She came in so fast, there's really no chance to catch up to her. Time to well as Curran takes the ball. 1 minute left here in the half. Curran back in. And ball is turned over and might be a foul compounding that turnover on Michaela Folkert. And there is, and that's going to send the Falcons to the line.
Less than a minute to play, 54.4 seconds to play in this first half, 13-9. And you hate to stop the clock and give them a chance to score without running the clock down a little bit.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, we'll see if she keeps the tradition of missing the first free throw alive.
She does. It was just a 1-1, so if she does, she won't get another shot at it.
She's 0-2, but she grills that one.
1-3. Almost went the whole half with that thing going. But that's the Charger lead to a one-possession game. I wonder how much of the play clock the Charger's going to try and run out. There's less than a minute left, no shot clock.
Hits them both.
Yeah. So 11-13, Chargers with the lead. A little pressure by Wayne, and Curran dribbled through. Got a couple of crossovers on Banks. Just playing really tough defense. They got two girls out there now. She gets it out to Maria Blong, who puts it up. No. Folkert gets it inside, and a foul is called on Fortune.
Emily Seifert will go to the line to shoot a pair. I was talking with her younger brother, Dayton, before the game, and the freshman boys won their game against Oskaloosa today.
Good. Wow, that's a good omen for Oskaloosa. A really good basketball school.
Yes.
Is that who played us last year, the last game of the in the district game?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's right.
Good. I wasn't here, but I saw a little...
It was quite a time.
Yeah.
Seifert misses the first of her two free throws. 37.6 seconds left, and Seifert at the stripe.
Second one's up, and it will roll in. So Wayne's got a chance to tie it, or at least cut the Charger lead here before halftime. Banks dribbles through. Got Grismore and Curran applying pressure. At the Collier, that was a no-look pass, but Collier wasn't ready for it, and saves it right to Banks. Now, under Russell, that time the full pump fake and go doesn't work because she travels, but that was great hustle. Meant you almost got an open layup on the other end. All right. 20 seconds left here. Charges up three, trying to push this lead a little bit before halftime. Got 15 seconds down. Oh, turnover. Banks came away with the steal.
Did you put all the butter on the ball before?
Yeah, I must have, because there's been a lot of Wayne turns it up. 5.3 seconds left. There have been a lot of turnovers.
Pretty sloppy first half.
Yeah, it's been really sloppy. I think with two presses, it's really hard for a game not to be too sloppy, but Jared might have to put up a long shot here. Grismore, half court.
That would have been a good one,
that would have been a great one.
That one. So, as the Lady Falcons and the Chargers head into their locker rooms to step over second half strategy, our score, Sheraton 14 and the Falcons of Wayne 11, a three-point lead for the Chargers in this non-conference varsity girls contest. Remember that we also will be carrying the boys varsity following this game as well. So, you got anything you want to say before we send it back for a few commercials?
Yeah, I know, but I think you covered it right. 14-11, a very defensive game. So,
I'm Mark Felderman.
I'm Andy Kretzinger. We got Jay Schroeder.
And we'll be back with more South Central Conference basketball. Well, I guess not.
What are they in?
How about that? That's bad. You don't start with something like that.
You don't
remember the answer.
Something late? I don't know.
No. Anyway, back with more after this. Keep it tuned to KIIC. Thunder Country, all the scores, one station.
If you have new drivers in your family, you'll want to know our name. If you live in wide open spaces and you drive on the highway at night, you'll want to know our name. If you love the looks of a perfectly painted and shined automobile, you'll want to know our name. And if you text while you're driving, eventually you'll know our name. Smith Body Shop. Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
641-203-0578. That's the number for Bingham Construction. Home builders come and go, but Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction has been building homes and doing remodeling, general repair, long enough for folks to know if you want to be treated right and get the job done right, that's the number to call. For a new home, a garage, remodeling, from simple to complex, call Bingham Construction, 641-203-0578. Hey, we're not making this stuff up. Ask anybody.
Whether you are recovering from a fall, illness, stroke, or surgery, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center can help. Using comprehensive and individual treatment plans, we work to help you regain your mobility, strength, and daily function. With therapies including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services, visit us online at www.lchcia.com or call us at 641-774-3213 to make an appointment.
What started at the end of a dirt road over 40 years ago is now over 40,000 square feet of showroom. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton is over 40,000 square feet of recreation vehicles that are ready to fill your riding thrills. Your custom recreation is on display at CNC. CNC Custom Cycle, ride it home. That's right, CNC Custom Cycle, they're a good deal better.
Need to deposit a check quickly? With Community First Credit Union's mobile banking app, you can electronically deposit checks from an iPhone or Android mobile device that has a camera. It's simple. Take a picture of the check, upload, and you're done. It's that easy. And best of all, mobile deposit is a free feature of our mobile apps. Download our mobile banking app today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Community First Credit Union.
Mark Felderman back at the Charger Dome where we have a girls varsity contest at halftime. Sheraton 14, Wayne 11. I'm joined by a young man who I really, not looking to be that young anymore. You're starting to get to be almost, well, we won't go there. Ben Schooley, who besides being a former South Central Conference tennis champion, is the head coach of the Sheraton Chargers boys basketball team, who have come off last night's probably the best Charger basketball game I have seen the Chargers play in, I think, in all the years I've been watching Charger basketball. I mean, I thought the team really played.
So we were really good offensively, for sure. I agree with you. I mean, that first half, I've never seen, well, I've been here 9 years, I have never seen a Sheraton team shoot the ball like we shot the ball in the first half. And we moved it and we got great shots. And it was one of those halves where I didn't want to go into halftime. I did not want the clock to stop. I just wanted to keep moving. It was crazy how well we played in the first half.
Derek Lang, 23 points in that first half.
Yeah, incredible. Somebody was joking with me just a little bit ago. Did you say something at half to get him to stop? Because he didn't quite as good the second half. No, I didn't. But, no, he carried us offensively in the first half. T.J. Hawkinson was in a little bit of trouble, foul trouble. And so
not police trouble, no.
Yeah, no. foul trouble. And Derek really did a nice job of carrying the team offensively.
Yeah, well, and actually, the first half was a tough half for fouls the whole team. Willie Soderman went out with two fouls and sat more than he sat the whole year.
Correct.
And T.J., you know, picked up three fouls right off the bat as well. And Derek really the only one not with in foul trouble in last night's game.
Yeah, and then, you know, in the second half, I thought we did a nice job of, I told them at half, they're going to make a run. We were up 15 or 16. Center was way too good a team not to make a run. I said, they're going to make a run. And I was proud of the way the guys handled it. They did make their run. We kept our composure. And in the second half, you know, I thought Willie did a nice job making some key shots when T.J. had to sit again. And Christian made some nice shots, and we kept our composure and battled through that second half because you knew it was going to be a tough one.
Well, you know, Ben, whenever we're on, we talk about Derek and TJ and Willie, but Christian did a really good job last night, not only hitting some key threes, but taking care of the ball probably better than what we've seen all season.
Yeah, I agree totally. And you know, as a whole team, we took care of it. It was a big emphasis. They pressed some, and I said, guys, if you'll take care of the basketball, we got a real chance. And Christian and Ben both did a really nice job of not turning the ball over and giving us a chance. And so you're absolutely right.
I usually have a clue of what's going on because you watch the film.
That's right.
I was surprised to have you come out in the zone.
What's that?
I was surprised to have you come out in the zone.
Well, we actually did. We started in the end.
I had a lot of trouble, so I missed the first 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. And what happened was, Willie picked up 2 fouls right away, like instantly, as the game started. So we were in man, and Willie picked up 2, and so that's what caused us to go to zone. When we get in a little bit of foul trouble, I like to go to zone and save some fouls. And so we went to zone, and I really felt like it was working pretty well.
Yes.
And so we just stuck with it. Because then, by halftime, TJ was in foul trouble, so I thought, you know what, we better stick with the zone. And so you're right in the fact that we pretty much played it the whole game.
Yeah, from that point on. And it was it was the most effective zone that I've seen this year by anybody.
Yeah, because I mean, I can't say enough. Centerville's really good offensively. They have 3 players that can absolutely score. So I agree with you.
Well, yeah, and that was – well, let's talk a little bit about tonight.
Yeah, let's do.
We've got – this should be, on paper anyway, this should be a really good game. Both teams are I mean, obviously we're a bigger school and you know, playing out in a higher class. But on the flip side of it, first game of the season, we weren't able to knock off I-35, and they were. Now, they knocked us off with the last second shot, and they knocked I-35 off with the last second shot.
Yeah.
But either way, I mean, it bodes for a possibly very, very tight matchup.
That's exactly what I told the guys. Wayne's 6-1 this year. They're a smaller school, but they play with quite a bit of size. They got a couple 6'2", 6'3" kids that they're gonna, 2 or 3 that they're gonna play. So they're not small in stature. And I tell you what, they're a really good team. Like you said, they beat a team that we didn't beat. And they thumped some teams really, really big. It's gonna take the best game we've got inside us to pull out a victory tonight. That's absolutely the truth.
Are you at all concerned about a letdown after last night's big win?
It's the first thing we talked about today at shoot around. It's hard not to. I mean, it's human nature. It was a huge game for us last night in conference.
It was huge.
On the road, and it's so exciting. And then to come back the next night I mean, that's what we're going to fight tonight. Not only is Wayne a good team, but it's human nature to let down a little bit.
Sure.
And so I'll be interested to see how the guys respond. I'm hoping that they do. It's something we address, but you can't just talk about it. You got to be about it. So.
And frankly, a game like this was like when we played Indianola. It's a bigger game for us than it is for them.
Yeah.
And that's tonight. I mean, if Wayne can get a win over Sheraton, it's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. And, you know, they'll play the underdog role. Yeah. And, you know, underdog's always hard to
–
when you get it out cornered, it's never pretty. And they're good. I mean, it's beyond the fact, they're just good. So we'll have our hands full.
Well, good luck tonight, Ben. I appreciate you. Coach Schooley, the head coach of the Sheraton Chargers, and as I said, former South Central Panthers tennis champion.
Long, long time ago.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
Ben Schooley. We'll be back with the second half of this ball game right after this. Keep it tuned to KIIC, all the scores, one station.
Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton has land auctions online at iowarealtysheraton.com. Hanson's handles commercial property and residential real estate. All listings are also available on your mobile device with no apps to download and no fees at iowarealtysheraton.com. Interest rates are at a historic low. Hanson still has buyers with 100% financing. Now is the time to buy with Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton.
Ready to start the second half of ball between Sheraton and Wayne. Sheraton with a 14-11 lead. I'm Mark Featherman, and Andy Kretzinger, take it away.
All right, and we're going to start this half out with a floater by Curran, who that one goes short, knocked out of bounds by Wayne. Getting the score 14-11, really, really what's going. A lot of turnovers, a lot of defensive pressure. As Curran goes back in, and she's fouled on another floater. From kind of like our corner floater. Usually she takes those from just inside the free throw line so she can use the backboard. But
so Curran goes through the line for 2 free throws. She's 0 for 2 so far from the line. Make that 0 for 3.
Yeah. And back your knees that first time.
Bend your knees, Alexis. There we go.
She puts the second one up. And a little hard, I think, for point guards to kind of slow things down in their mind
especially if he kind of runs around a lot as the point guard, takes it from wing to wing pretty quickly. So, anyway, 13-11. Looks like Amanda Collier is going to run a low point for the Falcons, and they're trying to break this zone. Banks drives baseline. They swing it out. Really good ball movement by the Falcons. Out to the corner of the wing, and a bank three-pointer in for Emily Bellin. I mean, that was a hard banker right off the glass, and that's only a one-point Sheridan lead. Collier was guarding Curran, and they say she pushed off with her arm. So that's her third foul. So that's Curran with three, Showers with two, Booth with two. That's pretty really important players for the Chargers. And looks like Collier puts up a three for the Falcons and then compounds the miss with a foul. Emily Grismore grabbed the rebound and looked like she was going to try and run the break by herself. Oh, wait a minute. They blew the whistle. Maybe they said that Grismore walked, or maybe Grismore had called the off the ball foul, but
I don't know.
Yeah. Either way, Falcons come up. Sharon is still in their little 3-2 kind of zone here. So that long two-pointer shot by the Falcons, and it's up and in for Burns. So Burns puts the Falcons in the lead for the first time all game. Curran dribbles around inside to Grismore, gets blocked, goes right to Booth. So the deflection goes to Booth, and she puts it in. And that's the two quickest baskets we've had since the beginning of the game.
You're right. And Sheridan takes the lead back 17-16. First second for Booth.
Got Collier and Banks going back and forth, trying to get it inside to Fortune, it looks like. But they're going to go back up Banks on the wing, into Fortune, off her hands and into Alexa Curran. And she tries to run the break, gets a poke away by Collier.
Grismore got away with a walk there.
She
switched pivots.
And Grismore set a screen, tried to kind of draw the foul there. But a foul will be called off, or on the ball, actually, by Burns, and that's her second. And the team second of this half. So Sheridan will set up. Showers gets it out to Curran. Back to Showers on the corner. Got two girls on her. That's Grismore for three. No. And Fortune lets it go out of bounds. Back to Wayne.
He did a good job of screening out Emma Foose from being able to get to that one.
Falcons are playing really good defense there. Since that first run for Sheridan, really we haven't had that much going for us in the half court. Collier gets it to the corner, three-pointer up, and just rolled off. Oh, if that would have went in, that would have been a pretty big start offensively for the Falcons. But Sheridan goes fast the other way. Showers loses her dribble. She's going to find someone. She does. Curran, with Collier on her, puts up a floater, just kind of slips off her fingertips to an air ball, and there's a foul on either her or Arnold.
I think it's on Curran.
It's on Curran. That's her fourth.
Yep. No. No, David on Arnold.
And that's Collier's first, so that's a huge switch between Arnold's first.
It was a four. You're right.
Yeah. And Curran's going to take a season away. I think that's close enough to sit her out a little bit longer. If it's a close game, Sharon's going to need her towards the end of the game to do some ball handling. Speaking of ball handling, Collier back at the handling it for the Falcons. She gets it inside to Fortune, back to Banks. Pump fakes past Arnold and goes in, and a late foul is called on the shot, so she's going to go to the line for two. Volker with the foul. First second. Late call, but Wayne is doing a very good job of getting the ball in the corner, pump-picking a Sheridan girl out, and that really sets up some pretty easy offense, and they get to the line a lot from that as the first free throw off the back of the rim and in. That's a tie game. First tie since about 5-5, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And Banks dribbles it around, puts one back up, off the back of the rim and in, just like the first one. And Gordon takes their second or third lead of the game. Second lead of the game, I guess, 18-17 here. Now Showers dribbles a pass, puts up a floater, no. Rebounded by Folker, and is that Cypher, maybe? That's Mikhail Folker, that was that first time. Gets fouled and goes to the line. Great offensive rebound. And puts it right back up.
Collier's second foul.
I think the last time Jake and I did a game here, as Folker puts up won it off, we kind of likened Focus to her brothers. I played with Will, and it was kind of the same thing, going up really, really strong with the basketball and draw out 1,000. She kind of plays the same way inside. Her second free throw is up, and that one's off. 2, rebounded by the Falcons. They're going to take it. Long pass all the way out to Banks, who struggles with it, but eventually rattles it in. Nice ball movement by the Falcons. Puts up a shot. No. Rebounded. Tipped by Fortune. And the Falcons get it back. So Collier at the top of the key with Grismore on her. Dribbling slowly around. Zone defense by the Chargers. Banks goes in hard with the left hand. Might have been a double dribble. Got away with it. Throws one up anyway. And it's there the ball. Anyway, I think she tried to switch her hand and kind of decided not to.
Yeah, it was kind of awkward looking.
Mm-hmm. She's in a crowded role, so I don't know exactly if she had two hands at the same time of the ball, but it was just kind of weird looking. And anyway, Chargers have the ball. 4:15 left, down one. Well, 4:15 left in the third quarter, down one. Chargers falls to the ground. Grismore, though, trying to run this play, but they get it back to her. Nice hustle to get back to the ball. Arnold now to Folkert, and Grismore almost gets the screen. Folkert back out to the post wing here. Harley Arnold, top of the key. The showers back around to Grismore, who puts up a shot off. Arnold gets the rebound there and goes back up and puts it in. They offensive rebound and pass it by Carly Arnold.
I think that's her first basket.
Yeah, I think it is. And that's a good work for it.
The lead goes back to Sheraton, 19-18.
Carly puts up a shot, no, gets her own rebound. And the Falcons are able to get it inside, a really quick pass.
Gretchen Norris.
Yeah, Gretchen Norris came up with it. Banks with just like a rocket pass after she got the ball from Collier. And now Wayne leads 20-19. Sheridan sets up their offense. Showers here on the wing. Puts it out to Foose. And good ball moving inside to Carly Arnold, who puts up a left-hand layup. And then now it's probably the best setup that Sheridan's had all day.
It really was. They did a nice job of moving it in. Both ends of the court has been that way, and we have a timeout on the floor by Wayne, and our score, 1-point game. The home team, Sheraton Chargers, 21, the Wayne Falcons, 20. We'll be back with more after this. Keep it tuned. All the scores, one station, KIIC.
Lease a 2014 Malibu for just $199 a month with only $1,000 down with approved credit. Or lease the 2014 Equinox at $269 per month with only $1,000 down. And you can drive 12,000 miles per year for 39 months. Get the right lease and the right automobile from Motor Inn of Knoxville, Highway 14 North in Knoxville. Experience excellence in leasing from the team at Motor Inn.
We are back at the Charger Dome, where the Chargers have a 1-point lead, 20-21, with 2 minutes and 55 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Andy Kretzinger, take it away.
All right, and the Falcons started off here in a half-court set, almost turned it over, and inside, right half turned over. Nice hustle play by Folkert. Just runs in there and knocks it out of bounds, but almost had it for the Chargers. Looks like Collier's out for Wayne, but Banks is in there. Fortune is in there for the Falcons. Who else we got in there? Number 35, which is Andy Gaffman. 31.
Hold on. Oh, do we have 235s? We
have 235.
My bad.
Look at that. Gaffman and Orts are both 34, 35.
Gaffman.
Yeah, I'd say it's Gaffman. We probably accredited Norris with
a bucket a little bit.
Yeah, a while ago. Heck, his gap was in there, so.
They did a little house cleaning.
They were wearing 35?
Yeah,
they're just, I don't know. Anyway, there's a little bill on the.
The Gaffman is the one who plays a lot more regularly.
Yeah, he started the game here, so. 2:46 left here in the third. Breaks over here, so Wayne will take it out. Good defense by the Chargers, but they get a nice pass inside. No rebound by Fortune and back up and in.
I tell you what, Fortune is quite a force on the inside. The offensive rebound puts it right back up.
Yes, she is. And speaking of force on the inside, Showers drives right in and gets fouled. So Showers and Fortune, the two leading scorers, really haven't. I guess Fortune's probably got more points, but It's been a really balanced scoring attack for both teams as Showers goes to the line here. Besides the whole run, I guess Showers went on like an 8-0 run by herself earlier. So,
ooh.
First free throw is
no good.
Up and no good. It was a good thing if you reacted to it. I turned around to see Coach Miller behind me and saw the ball going off. So, to tie the game up here from the free throw line, there's Showers. Oh, it was off. Rebounded by Fortune. Volkert goes to the ground and almost forces a turnover.
Oh.
And now Fortune's going to run the break. He quickly got it down there, beat the entire Charger press. And she has a nice pass and around to number 30,
Burns.
Olivia Burns. So,
that was a beautiful pass by Fortune. She's doing everything tonight.
Yeah, that was, she looks like a guard right there. As Curran took up a long shot.
Really beautiful.
That was a long two, but it was a really nice shot. But that's Curran right under us. He comes in. That's like a heat check. Right. Is that 5 points?
Yep. 5 points.
So 5 points for Curran. Fortune tries to answer with a long shot that rebounds, and smart play by Curran. Pretends she's going after the rebound, and then just kind of lets it bounce out of bounds. So Chargers down one, 1:47 left in the third quarter. Chargers have Curran, Showers, Emma Foose, Grismore, and Fulkert out there. And Wayne's got a man-to-man defense. They work it around, back to Showers at the top of the key. Thought about putting it up. Gets it to Grismore, gets past her girl, and puts in a nice lefty layup. Really nice play by Grismore. Grismore is playing really nice today. She's got 3 points, and she's one of the few Charger starters that have stayed out of foul trouble. I guess the Chargers haven't fouled in a while. As Banks gets it out to Fortune on the wing for the Falcons, and she puts up one. No, rebounded by Curran, and she's going to try and push it right after that. Sharon's got numbers, but nice defense by the Falcons forces Sharon to pull it back. Chargers working with the lead now. Curran out, Grismore inside, and a shot is up by Showers, and they call a foul. So she's going to go two free throws.
Fortune blocked it, and she got called for the foul. From my angle, it looked like they had a lot of ball.
Yeah, I did not think it was a foul either. But Fortune's third foul, that could loom pretty important down the stretch here. So Showers puts up the first free throw, and man, she rolls off. Has a freaking throw like that.
In the first half, when Wayne was coming to this basket, they had a hard time with ball bouncing around. And
right, maybe something happened to it. I don't know. But looks like one of those carnival baskets right now. Showers puts up the second free throw, and it's up, and nothing but net there.
Rains that one.
That's how you beat those carnival baskets. You can't let it hit the rim.
You just don't beat it. Let it hit the rim. Sounds like the boys have experience, Andy.
I rip up the nets with the carnival every 4th of July. So. As Wayne's got less than a minute to go here in the third. Baseline, nice pass to Fortune, and we're about to go through her legs, though. And all right, strip by Allison Showers, and she goes in for the layup, and good. They could have cut an off the ball foul on Collier. She knocked over the left of Curran to get back into defense. So, Chargers now up two possessions, 28-24, 30 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Picking up quick defense. But with Curran trying to get in there, and she gets called for the foul. Speaking of going turbo, Alexis Curran and Amanda Carr kind of remind me of each other. And they're running each other. And that's either going to be a lot of steals or a lot of fouls or a lot of going to the ground. Because I'll tell you, if you're playing like an NBA 2K game and you just hold the turbo button the whole time, that's what they are. Because they jump the entire game. Get it out to Collier, who saves it in. And it's scrambled for and grabbed by the Falcons less than 20 seconds left. Pump fake by Fortune on Foose. Goes baseline reverse. No. Rebounded. Put up. No. Tip back out. Chargers have it. 10 seconds. Jump ball.
No. A foul. A foul.
Oh, it over in.
I think that's too fourth. I thought it was fourth.
And not a very good response from the court. From that one.
Yeah. Banks comes in for Fortune now. And that takes a big defensive part out of the game here.
Yeah, that's the key to the way. Watch out. Wayne's got six girls on the court. They had a late substituting there. So it's kind of not their fault. It's official fault. 2 seconds left here, and it's thrown by Collier, and she was just trying to run the fast break. The run's out of time. Going to lay it up anyway. So good.
So our score after three quarters of play with the most exciting quarter by far so far. The Sheraton Charger with a 4-point lead, 28-24. Andy Kretzinger to my right. I'm Mark Felderman. Dave Schroeder will be joining us for the fourth quarter. And keep it tuned right here. This is going to be a great finish to this game. KIIC, all the scores, one station.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
What's on your to-do list this year? Pay off a credit card? Get your finances back on track? For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union can help with a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. Use the equity in your home and consolidate your high interest loans. Your minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance, and there are no closing costs. Stop by your local CFirst today for a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
All right, we're back here at the Charger Dome. I got Drake Schroeder in. How was your break, Jake?
Oh, I had a good break. I did a little Reese's Peanut Butter Cup there and get a little energy ready to go so I can finish the game here and get to the boys through the boys game, too.
Yeah, that's good to get your chocolate fix as Lane turns it over right off the bat here in the fourth quarter. Chargers working with a 4-point lead. It's 28-24, 7:38 left to go here in the game. Or regulation anyway. Showers dribbles it in, puts it up, right through Banks and in.
Showers having a game, isn't she?
Yeah. I think it's about her time, fourth quarter. It's time for her to try and put this away for the Chargers. Collier back throwing the point for the Falcons, and she flashed through and was wide open, didn't get the ball, but Banks does. Second girl through, and she gets fouled. So that's a really nice play there. They cut two guards through. Trying to get him the pass in there for a layup, and that's going to work a lot of times. They must have drew that up during the break.
It's kind of a little wheel play. They just kind of wheeled them right around there, a couple of them, and they caught the trailer, and Sheridan didn't keep up with the second person through. And he misses the first of two foul shots here.
Brennan Banks here at the line. He puts up the second foul shot, and it is up and in, so cuts the lead to 5 for the Chargers. Chargers have Showers. And they've got Grismore out there, Folkert, Foos, that's Emma Foos, and Carly Arnold out there. So getting going for good rebounding here as a foul is called on number 33, which is Emily Bellin for the Falcons. I think she got two or three last time I checked, so that could be her third or fourth.
I was going to say, I think this might put Sheridan in the 1-1 here. The referees are discussing that, so.
Yeah, it should. Should have put him in the 1-1, they're talking about it.
Referees, everybody's looking around like, what are we doing here? And Carly Arnold going to the line for 1-1. These are big free throws here, Andy.
Yeah, these are really big free throws. She got this run, actually, going for the Chargers. I think we were down one or up one. She had two straight layups there in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. So her and Folkerts have really had a nice game off the – well, I guess she's not caught off the bench today. She started the first free throw up. And good. We can really kind of see why she's starting today. She's been really well on the board. And, of course, those two big layups help push the lead a little bit. It leads at 6 points right now, 7:05 left. Second free throw for Arnold is up, rolls out. And Wayne is going to take it across half court. Bellin gets it out to the corner. Three-pointer taken by Banks. No. Rebounded by Showers through everyone. She's got three girls guarding her. If she can get it out, that's going to be a break. But no, it's going to be a jump ball. I mean, Showers had half the team, well, over half the team on the court.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking maybe Coach Sandy would jump up and call a timeout there before that happened because it was either going to be a five-second call or a jump ball or something. She was triple-teamed.
Yeah,
and I said that Sheridan has a turnover. Sheridan can just go 4 turnovers right now with a 6-point lead, Andy. If they hang on to the basketball, as the jump ball is going to go Sheridan's way, if they hang on to the basketball, we have a good chance of winning this game.
Yeah, we do. And that's why I think in the third quarter, that was the big thing. I didn't see as many balls going out of bounds, unforced, or otherwise. So Grismore is going to take it. Alexis Curran has 4, I believe, so she's going to have to sit out for a
patient with the basketball and see if we can get Showers a good open look here.
as Wayne's going to get called for a reach, and that's going to put Carly Arnold back at the line for the 1-1.
You know, I think we're doing. Wayne is going small there. The post that's guarding Carly Arnold is a lot shorter by a few inches there. So they are getting Arnold on their shorter girls and trying to give her lefty layups, and she got in a good position there and a foul. Her first free throw is going to be up and off. Now it's only 1-1, so Wayne gets the rebound.
Yeah, Sheridan can hit some free throws. They might be able to ice the game for the Lion as we go down the stretch here.
Yep. Ooh, Banks was wide open for three, didn't take it. Goes in, gets a girl in the air, tries to get an and-one, gets the bucket. Girl contact was not called on Seuss there, so Wayne's got it within four. Nice pump fake by Folker. She tries to get it in. No, Folker gets the loose ball, though. She's right under it. She's trapped in the corner, gets it out to Emily Grismore. Grismore to Showers. Out of that to Foose, almost stolen there.
Yeah, you got to make good crisp passes right now, just can't afford turnovers.
I guess, and almost have to toast the field on the break, but it's a little late on there. Arnold's got it at the top of the key. He gets it out to Folkert. Folkert inside the Showers. He dribbles through, puts it up, blocked, rebounded by Grismore, and handed right back off to Foose. Oh, diving in. Showers.
He came flying in from nowhere up for that rebound and nearly had it, and it ends up being a jump ball, and it's going to go the Falcons' way.
That was one of those things that happened on TV and said she was flying into the picture because she wasn't our eye-tight until the ball was coming down. So.
Good aggressive play, though, as Wayne goes the other way, and Banks is going to put up a shot. No good. Fight for the rebound. Goes to Poof, fresh head, and she throws it off of Wayne's Falcon leg. So it's going to be Sheridan basketball. Sheridan's up four here, Andy. 5:26 left in the game.
Yeah. And really picked up scoring when we were here for the first half. Not a lot of scores. A 14-11 halftime game.
Yeah, and Wayne's leading scorer is Fortune is on the bench with four fouls right now, too. So this is a prime opportunity for us to hit a couple shots and break open a little bit of a lead.
Yeah.
A bigger lead, I should say.
Push a little because you don't want Fortune to come in there 100%, you know, no fatigue at the end of the game. She's actually checking in right now.
She's getting ready to check in. And Showers has the ball and back to Folkert.
All your
head in is kind of working the ball around. And Wayne's going to get called for a reach in here. Starting to get a little sloppy out there right now.
And I'll tell you why it's starting to get sloppy. It's because Amanda Collier is all over. Almost forced the turnover on Folkert. Folkert ended up on the ground, so Collier, she got up and almost got a strip of a different Sharon girl. So, I mean, she's just completely all over the place right now as far as jumping passing lanes and trying to get stripped. And here comes Fortune now. So 4:55 left. We're going to watch Brianna Fortune as there's a timeout called by Coach Sandy. So we're going to take a break here. We're at KIIC, Thunder Country. I'm Andy Kretzinger. Alongside me is Jake Schroeder. And we're going to take a short break. Stick with us. We'll be back in a bit.
Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend.
That's exactly the way it is at Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend, and everybody knows the food is delicious. Judd's has a menu to please every palate. Tuesday through Saturday. On the weekends, they bring out a fabulous fresh salad bar. There's hot pizzas, fresh homemade onion rings. There's something for everyone. Everyone's headed for the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona.
Shredder and Andy Kretzinger back in the charge at the Charger Dome in Sheridan. Sheridan ladies are holding a 4-point lead, 31-27. We have 4:55 left in the game. And it's Sheridan basketball. I believe it's Emily Grismore is at the line for 1-1 right now. We'll see here in just a second. I'm pretty sure it was Emily. They got fouled as we went to break. And she is going to be at the line for 1-1. So, Andy, as we're saying, Sheridan has had opportunity to start icing this game with free throws, and so far they haven't really been able to connect. They've missed, I think, the front end of the 1-1 two or three times in a row as Emily hoists up the first one, and it is good. So that's good.
Yeah, it's a big free throw.
It's free throws. Emily is our best free throw shooter on the year at 71%, too, so she's a good one to have at the line.
All right, so Chargers up five here, 4:55 to go. Second free throw up and short. Rebounded by the Falcons, so they're going to try and cut the Sheridan lead to a one-possession game. But that is Burns, who's gotten a lot of playing time for the Falcons, played well. Throws it inside the Fortune, tipped away, nice tip. And Curran gets the ball. She's playing with four fouls, I believe.
and she's dribbling around here, pulls it back out to us as often. A little confusion there, gets it back out to Grismore. They might just have to set this back up. So,
yep.
Now they're trying to get it out to Shadows on the wing, and they do. She dribbles in, gets caught, out to Foose inside, throws it up, and Alvin almost went in.
Well, it would have been a big three-point play there, but it was just rimmed out, but she's going to get a chance for two shots. Emma Foose at the line with Sheridan leading up 5-32-27.
Yep. Foose has a good chance to make this a nice play on both sides as she started that fast break. She rolls one around and then gets charged with a six-point lead. She started that fast break by tipping the pass from Fortune that Alexa turned it up with. So good difference maker play on defense. Now going to the line here. Second one up and no, but Showers gets the rebound and puts it back in.
Just a hustle play there by Showers. She just, her gal in front of her got lazy, boxed him out, and she just slipped right in there, got the rebound and put it up. Great hustle play. Showers just dominating the game tonight, basically the best player on the floor, Andy.
Oh, yeah, she is. She has been really, really good, and she's dangerous because she's like a stretch three. She's kind of like, it's much like Aaron White for the Hawkeyes, how you'd think he would be a four, but she's got good enough ball handling skills, and she's a good enough shooter, as Wayne coach is talking to the referee right
Wayne
now.
Wayne turned it over, and now she's discussing something with the referee, and I'm not sure what, and Sheridan's going to get the basketball, because Wayne turned it over. I'm not sure what she was discussing there. She's pointing at the Sheridan end, and not positive, but Sheridan's going to get the basketball here. They're up 8 with 4 minutes left. Chance to go to double-digit lead here.
Yeah, this would be a nice shot to ice it here. You got Carly Arnold out there. Almost turns it over. They call it kick ball. And Wayne's coach is kind of yelling at the girls to do something.
Starting lineups on the floor for Sheridan now to finish the game.
Yeah. And Curran gets it off the tip. She's got Collier on her, so we'll see what happens here. And she dribbles around, gets it to Carly Arnold and the wing. Dishes it down to Grismore. A little inside out going here. As it doesn't work, though, and get it out to Curran to try and set up a different offense. Got Grismore at the guard down there as Grismore gets it inside to Arnold now the opposite way. And Collier almost gets a steal, and a timeout called by Coach Sandy, which is probably smart because I didn't really see that go anywhere. So
just a 30-second timeout. Andy, let's keep it here for just 1 second, maybe. 3:29 left in the game. Sheridan up 35-27, has a chance here with possession of the basketball if they can get a bucket to possibly put this game out of reach.
Yeah.
It's still a ball game, obviously, but 10-point lead would sound real nice with 3 minutes left. Go pink tonight here in the Charger Dome. Everybody wearing pink, or a good portion of the crowd wearing pink tonight. All the coaches with pink on, and I see the Sheridan coaching staff has the pink ties and dress shirts on, looking good tonight. And don't forget, Sheridan versus Wayne boys basketball game is following right after this girls game. Should be a good matchup as Wayne's only lost once, and Sheridan had a big win against Centerville last night.
Yeah, they had a really, really nice win. So both teams really on the up and up as far as the boys' game. That should be close. I like looking at BC Moore rankings. It's kind of this little mathematical thing that kind of predicts, and it says Sheridan favored by 5, but the girls turned over right here off the break. And bang.
You sure you didn't get that off the betting line in Vegas?
Yeah, it was the Vegas betting line, yeah. As blocked there. A lot of people put money on these Corden versus Sheridan games, you know.
Quick Sandy got up and was pretty upset about something. Boy, it sure looked like a travel there, and instead they're going to get a foul called. Might be on Curran. If it is, that's her fifth, Andy. We'll see here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of confusion right now, and you can probably tell on radio land sometimes it's we're waiting for the official to give the signal, and I'm not sure who the foul was on. He started the signal, and then it finished. I'm not sure what he was thinking. But,
I'm not sure if they registered a foul. Yeah, it is.
Wayne's inbound the ball, and they get it in their half-court set. Down 8, 3:15 left.
All right, and they got it out to the wing here. Followed man-to-man defense here by the Chargers. They get an inside shot off. Rest shot, rebounded, though, by Mandy Gaston. Offensive rebound puts it in. So less than 3 minutes left, and Corden cuts the shot and lead to 6. Now you got Grismore with Gaston out on her. And there's Showers, who's got Banks on her, gets it out to Curran. Curran dribbles through with the left hand. Sharon's going to try and set something up. Nothing really going for the Chargers. Almost an over and back there. As Showers is way out
past the NBA line right now. They can't even get a 2 or 3 point stripe. Are they just running clock? Oh, no. Curran goes in with the floater and puts it in, so it turns into a great possession.
Good offensive possession. They ran about 45 seconds off the clock, and they got the bucket. That's a very good offensive possession. Curran goes back up 8, and on the other end of the floor, as Coach Sandy does a big jump and a stomp on the sideline, not very happy with his defenses. They're going to put Wayne to the line here. Really don't want to stop the clock to put Wayne at the line. Coach Sandy was frustrated with the defensive rotation there. Number 31, Olivia Burns at the line for 2 shots, and the first one's no good.
Yeah, Coach Sandy got some air right there. Somehow Burns ended up driving baseline all by herself, and whoever got the foul there for sure, they didn't catch who it was. They had to kind of collapse in and stop the shot from happening. She gets one free throw out of 2, though, and Sharon's up 7, 2:15 left in the game, or in regulation anyway. Curran dribbles it through. Let's see if they can run some clock off here. Showers has it now. And they got 4 girls out playing defense for Corden. Now they kind of collapse back into a regular set. And Curran's just going to dribble it around. Got Collier on her. It's a 2 Showers. They're just kind of dribbling it above the 3-point stripe. And the ball's almost turned over, but it's kicked.
Coach Sandy trying to get him to attack the basket.
Yeah.
She was going towards the basket, but the person that Emily Grismore was trying to pass it to was just kind of standing flat foot instead of cutting to the basket for a wide open layup. Kind of an old rule of thumb in basketball, just cut to the basket when in doubt and see if you can get an easy layup and a pass from your teammate.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Sharon's got the ball now, 1:40 left. A foul is called on Banks. And that's going to send Allison Showers to the line for the Chargers. They have the double bonus, so Showers is going to get 2 free throws. And Coach Sandy talking to his guards right now, telling them to talk to each other. So Showers is front line for 2. As I said, up 7, puts up the first free throw, nothing but net.
I'm not sure where she's at point-wise tonight, but she's got to be at over 20, I would say.
Yeah, she's definitely leading the game in points.
Has over half of the team points, for sure.
Yeah, it is definitely
one,
for sure.
Yep, second one up, and it is rims out. So Sheridan up 38-30, minute 39 left. Big possession right here. If Sheridan gets the stop, they should be able to ice this game.
Collier dribbles it in on Curran and gets it off to the corner. There's Fortune, who puts up a 3. Banks it in. A timeout by Corden off the bank 3 from Fortune. So cut the lead to 5. We're going to take a break here. You're listening to KIIC. Varsity Girls Basketball, Sheraton versus Wayne. We'll be right back.
Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
Do you or a loved one need help staying safe in the bathroom? Hammer Medical Supply now offers a full line of home modification services, all designed to keep you safe in your bathroom. Available services include walk-in bathtubs and barrier-free showers, installation of grab bars, and even affordable bathtub cutouts. No matter what your bathing needs, we have options for you. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
Hey, we're back here at the Chargers Dome. I'm Andy Kretzinger alongside Jake Schroeder. Chargers up 38-33 with the ball, 1:25 left to go in the fourth quarter. And Wayne has a full-court press and instant foul. Wayne coach is not happy with that because they had Sheridan kind of on their heels. It looked like a turnover was imminent, but Chargers bailed out, and Grismore will go to the line for 2 shots.
Yeah, big shots here. Sheridan only up 5 after that 3-point bank shot by Fortune. We were just talking a second ago, Andy. That's only the first or second 3-pointer Wayne has made all night, but they've taken a lot of 3-point attempts. It's Grismore makes the first one. Again, this is a girl that, you know, Grismore, you want the ball in her hand at the end of the game. She's our leading free throw shooter percentage-wise at 71% on the year. She puts up the second one. It's good. Big shot there by Emma Grismore. Knocks them both down, puts Sheridan back up 7.
Yeah, that's really what you want out of your shooting guard. She's not one of the top scorers on the team, but to be a good free throw shooter, a good ball handler like she is, and calm player as a shot is put up and off by Collier, and she's going to foul.
Yeah, Sheridan caught a break there. Collier had a wide open layup and just threw it too hard off the glass.
Yep.
Well, that might be her fifth. We'll see here. Nope, actually, I don't hear her third. I got her mistaken for someone else. So
maybe we might be adding up hers and Banks's because they're the guys, and I think Banks has about three, too. So.
Looks like Blong at the line for Sheridan. She'll have two shots also. Minute 11 left in the game. Sheridan up 7.
First shot is up and good. A little bit off the back rim there, but Chargers now up 41-33. We got, as you said, a minute and 11 seconds left here. Second free throw, dribbled up and good, and good there. 9-point lead for the Chargers. Wayne takes the ball, Banks walks it up past the half-court line. Sheridan's into his own defense now. He's been switching around a little bit. Fortune on the wing. Out to Banks, almost stolen by Grismore. Banks gets it back up to Collier, who takes a three-pointer. No. Rebounded by Grismore. Less than a minute left now. Out to Curran, who gets fouled, and she will go to the line. And the Chargers might be running away with this real late here, Jake.
Looks like we're going to seal up this victory, and it's a good victory for the Chargers tonight. If I remember right, I think they've led almost the entire game except for one small stretch here in the third quarter.
Yeah, there's a little bit. I think Wayne's highest lead was about 3, I think. I think they led by 3 at one point. Sheridan's largest lead probably about here at this 9 point. Sheridan pulls this one out. They're going to go to 4-5.
They're 3-5 right now, and that'd be nice back-to-back wins for the Chargers, too, as Centerville, they beat Centerville in Centerville last night. Get themselves on a two-game winning streak as they go into Clark next Friday. Looking at the schedule ahead of time, a little ahead here, Sheridan doesn't play for almost a week as they go in and play Osceola next Friday, and then Saturday will be Grinnell, which will be a tough one, and I believe that's the same for the boys, too. They'll be playing Clark next Friday and Grinnell. Grinnell, I believe, is ranked number 3 in the state right now in 3A for boys, so that'll definitely be a tough test for the Charger men next Saturday night.
It'll be a really tough test, and I got to focus in on the Clark games going on. The conference play, good omen for the Chargers last night, as Albia had come into the Charger Dome earlier this season and only beaten the Chargers by 2 on the last-second shot. And they went in and beat Eddyville at home, but they beat Eddyville by 10. Eddyville is the preseason favorite in girls, so good that the Chargers' scores are kind of close with those top teams in the conference, as the first free throw is up and good by Alexis Curran.
Yeah, Sheridan's knocked down, is that 5 in a row now, Andy, I think? So, as we said, got to knock down the free throws, and they are. Being able to ice the game from the line as she puts in the second one. 6 straight free throws for the Chargers. Great job by the girls to ice the game at the line.
Yeah,
45 seconds left, up 11.
Collier's going to try and dribble it around. Floyd wants to get back into it. They're going to need to put up threes and fast. Banks has it. Good zone defense. Collier almost loses it. Gets it inside to Banks. Got two girls on her. Dishes it inside the gas, and then I believe a knife off the top of the glass layup. Timeout called, so Sheridan still up 9. And you want to take
a full timeout. So let's take a quick break. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIT Thunder Country.
Red Hawk Realty's listing 1495 is a 720-acre farm that has a 4-bedroom, ranch-style home, 450 tillable acres, and 260 acres of timber and pasture. It also includes grain bins capable of holding 86,000 bushel of grain. This property is located west of Albia and east of Sheraton. Check it out online, www.redhaw.com. Or call 641-774-4242.
Whether you are recovering from a fall, illness, stroke, or surgery, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center can help. Using comprehensive and individual treatment plans, we work to help you regain your mobility, strength, and daily function. With therapies including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services, visit us online at www.lchcia.com or call us at 641-774-3213 to make an appointment.
This is Andy Kretzinger alongside Jake Schroeder. We are back here for the conclusion of this Charger game. The girls are up 9 points here with the ball, and foul already committed by the Falcons. Been playing Wayne here, and it's been a back-and-forth game. You're just joining us. Sheridan got out to a 5-0 lead and kind of kept the lead real close with Wayne all the way throughout the third quarter. But here at the beginning of the fourth, Allison Showers, Emily Grismore have kind of put this game away, and
Speaking of Grismore, she's back at the line for two. First shot is up and good. They've done it with free throws and inside shots.
Solid game from Emily Grismore, putting the free throws down. She's hit five or six free throws now as the second one's ready to go up, and it's off the side of the rim, and Allison Shower's phenomenal game tonight. I don't have the stat line on her, but she's well over 20 points. The Sheridan's up 10 with 20 seconds left and about ready to get their fourth win of the season.
Yeah, that's a big one, man. Oh, a little skid there, four-game losing streak against some really good teams, and as Shower steals the ball, gets fouled by Collier, who promptly tries to kind of fall on the ground. Hope if you get a charge call instead, the Shower's going to be able to pat her stats here at the line.
Good foul in for the Chargers there at 14-11 at halftime, Andy. So they first half was a struggle for both teams, obviously. 14-11 is the score at half. As Shower puts in the first free throw, so they scored 32 points in this half, so they more than doubled their first half total. And I guess Wayne, too, has more than doubled their first half total. They scored 24 this half. So
Wayne tripled theirs.
Yeah, that's a lot. So a lot better half of basketball second half as the clock's winding down here.
Looks like Banks are going to get out. Collier puts up a three, and it's off, and that's going to do it. Chargers come out with a win here, 46-35.
That gets all victory for the Chargers. Back-to-back wins last night and tonight versus Wayne. So the Chargers get on the in the win column for the fourth time this year and move to 4-5. And the Falcons fall to 5-5 on this season. So get solid win tonight. Allison Shower is definitely the player of the game. 46-35 is your final score as the Lady Chargers take down the Wayne Falcons. Andy, great job tonight on the girls' game. Appreciate the help.
Thank you. You guys have fun in this boys' game.
Yeah,
we've got a good one coming for you.
Yep, going to get rolling here with the boys' game just shortly. Mark Fellerman will be joining me. Jake Schroeder here. And, again, Andy Kretzinger helping out, too. Appreciate his help. Let's take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments, and we're going to have some exciting basketball with two very good basketball teams in the boys' game, Wayne Falcons at Sheridan Chargers. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
What started at the end of a dirt